Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the I Love Politics show, and I'm your host, B. Sayers. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen in today, Monday, August 22nd, 2016. It is 5:30 p.m., and the I Love Politics show comes to you live from Houston, Texas. Well, guys, we're not very far away from Election Day 2016. We got lots of things to be done before then. And one thing that I can tell you is that most of the issues we're dealing with today in America, you might not want to hear it, but pretty much it's on you. What we have and what we have not, it's on you. It's on me. And so today, I want to talk to you about community building, because community building creates the best America possible. In communities across America today, regardless of who the residents are, there's chaos, crime, poverty, underemployment, chronic unemployment. Everything depends on you and I. Because after all, we are a nation of approximately 320 million people. We have 435 elected representatives that represents the entire 50 states. We have 100 senators, two representing each state. Now, plain old common sense tells you that if we, the people, do not fully get involved, the chaos continues, the crime continues, poverty gets worse, underemployment is worse, chronic unemployment is worse, nothing gets better until the majority of Americans are involved and putting forth effort. Things happen for the common good. We can no longer sit back, go out and vote once every 4 years and expect the people we voted for to give us an America that we want to pass down to our children. That just will not happen, because we have too many people who are politically involved in this country. Not all politicians, but politically involved in this country. We have too many to think that the good of 320-something million people is going to be put before two or three people or a dozen people here or a handful of people there. Because we have people who are making life better for themselves, for their children, for their grandchildren. And if you've never met them, and if you're not their children or their grandchildren, the odds are you mean absolutely nothing to them. To our politicians, to the CEOs, to clergy, to the educators, to law enforcement, courts, regardless. Every agency, every organization, every conglomerate is set up with self in mind. And you might be a consumer for them, or you may be a voter for them, or you may be congregation, or a lot of other things. But your well-being is not on their to-do list. Therefore, as workers, Our well-being has to be about us. And we have to join forces just as millionaires and billionaires do. They join forces and make things happen. Just as politicians do, they join forces and make things happen. Just as clergy do, they join forces and make things happen. And they have power to start. So what about that single individual in the community who has not even a job? What can you do alone? Just as that millionaire knows that alone there's not enough power, it's about time that working class Americans understand standing alone is not enough power, and we've got to come together. And the way we must come together is by communities. Now, there are communities that is geographical, as in the same location. There are communities that are online, as in people who work together with one another and follow and like each other online. There are communities that come together by way of written communication, blogs. There are communities that come together by way of radios, listening, talking to one another, identifying problems, coming up with solutions, preventing the person in Texas from having to rebuild the wheel in California. Yes, state by state, city by city, there are things we will and must do differently. But we can have a format to follow that we all can follow that will build communities, because community building creates the best America possible. You see, the America you have is the result of what you have or have not been doing. The America you want is in your hands. Before being in the hands of anyone else, it's in your hands. The America you can have begins with you identifying what is wrong and making it right. Civic responsibilities is a key that's being overlooked across America. And therefore, the chaos, the crime, the poverty, underemployment, chronic unemployment, it's getting worse and worse, and it does not have to be. But until people, regardless of the color of their skin, until people, working class people, join forces and demand from our law enforcement, from our CEOs, from our politicians, from our educators, until we demand that our needs be met as a collective group, one by one, you end up with zilch. That's why community building creates the best America possible, because you start where you are and you develop and create a community that's doing things for the people there, for the businesses there, getting city services in that particular location, finding jobs for people in your community, worshiping with people in your community, helping your community set up small businesses, encouraging franchises in your community to contribute to your community, to leave a financial footprint in your community and not suck everything out of your community and carry it with them and deposit it in their banks in other communities. Every community can get a piece of the same action at the same time and build a better nation for all. But you see, community building is missing, and the work depends on the residents taking a stand today. How can a country come together when communities are divided? How can a country come together when cities are divided? How can a country come together when states are divided? When politicians of the same party are divided? It is time, and that's the way we'll create the best America possible. Community building is missing, and the work depends on the people in the community taking a stand today. Taking a stand and talking about what's needed in your community and what you want in your community, not just needs, but wants in your community. And how to gain that which will make your community, make your city, your state, your country the best ever. That's what we got to talk about as we join together as the working class Americans and come up with solutions. After we identify problems that we're dealing with. And it all starts with you, with me. And then community building begins with going out, registering to vote, contacting your Secretary of State, and get a vote and get the mail-in vote if that's what you're interested in. Do that today. And those who are able, get out to vote. Get out to vote. Go and talk to people that you know. If you can't go from door to door, just wherever you go, talk about registering to vote and voting. Ask those people who have never voted to vote this time, who tell you voting don't matter. Just ask them to vote this time. Ask those people who say, I'm not eligible to vote, to go on and register anyhow. Who knows? You may be eligible now to vote. You got to get out and meet your neighbors. You got to identify the community, the needs that's in your community. And how can you do that without coming together with your neighbors? If you got a civic club, join it. That's civic club, not civil club. C-I-V-I-C. I see I put C-I-V-I-L. Civic club, C-I-V-I-C. If you're not sure, go online. Whatever your community title is, if it's Jump Street, just put in Civic Club for Jump Street, Texas. If there's no Civic Club, start one. And begin with short-term projects. Good about what you're doing. And one thing I definitely want to say. I want to ask the men in these communities to take a stand and make your community safe by making your women and children feel safe. They need you. We need you. Stand up for your community. That's how it's got to start. Now, I'm not saying to the women to not get involved, but I'm saying to the men to get involved. Get involved in your community. Because community building creates the best America possible. An attractive community where you're getting city services on time, the people working in your community, streets repaired, no vacant lots, no boarded houses, no drug dealers, no businesses that's not putting the community residents first. Everybody in the community needs to be beholden to that community or not be a part of that community. I want to hear what you think. I want to hear what you think. You can call in now. 323-417-6838. That's 323-417-6838. I'm B. I'm waiting. I want to hear from you. I'm right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. And, of course, you can communicate with me on Twitter at twitter.com/BEESAYSPOLITICS. That's B says politics. Follow me here at Blog Talk Radio. Follow me on Twitter. Praise, I do politics, and I engage in job readiness activities, and I'm good at each one. Praise, politics, and job readiness. My belief is no one should remain unemployed for months, not in America. I'm looking at people on TV, Trump followers, people who say they're angry and they're out in the streets showing their anger. And I'm like, if you're angry about the economy, go start a business. Go look for a job. If you don't really need the money, but you're upset about the economy, invest in some business. Invest in some community. Go do some volunteer work. When you see in America where people are angry on the streets of America, look out, America. I remember decades ago watching people in other countries be on streets screaming and hollering like I see Trump supporters doing today. And I know that we are on the wrong path, because screaming and hollering is not a resolve. People scream and holler when they've been doused with some fire or hit across the head with a 2x4. But to say that the economy is so bad, I need to scream and holler and call people names and talk about groups of people, that is not what America should be about in 2016. The building is what America needs to be about, because there are too many communities across America right now, most of which are white communities, that has low income, that has high poverty, and voting Republican. And if it's one thing that I can tell you, that I know from generations past, handed down to me, when Republicans take office, stock your cabinets, take your money out the banks and hide it, and be very good to your boss, because if you lose a job, you won't get another one until a Democrat takes office. Because you see, Republicans, class, and Democrats do everything that they can for working class, and they even try to help business, because Democrats understand you got to have business in order for working class to keep a flow of money going. The cash flow, the revenue that we depend on in this country comes from working class citizens. Because, see, Democrats understand that businesses cannot fully support, by way of taxes, 320 million people and their needs. But a full workforce of 160 million people can take care of this country very well. But you got to be working. and you got to have livable wages with disposable income, and you got to have clean water, air, not being a threat to you every other month, Zika, Ebola. We must, as Americans, pay our taxes without being grudging and be sure that the CDC is receiving monies so that they can do the science, that participate in the science that's required, so that we won't have epidemics in our country, so that Americans can travel abroad and come back safely without bringing diseases with them. There are things that must be done in this country, that, and it takes money, and it all starts with community building. A thriving community is a thriving country. A dead community ends up a dead country. It's simple. It's very simple, America. The America that you have is the result of what you have or have not been doing. And if you have not been doing anything to make America better, then look at what America is, and you're looking at you. And it takes more than one person. President can't do it. A senator can't do it. A Congress representative can't do it. A governor can't do it. But all of us together can get it done. And the agencies that we have, government agencies, all of us together can make them work. But we got to work. We got to pay taxes. And the money from taxes is what keep our agencies prospering and keep our agencies evolving and learning how to take better care of this country. You cannot expect it to happen if budgets are being stripped, bills are being blocked, filibustered, government being shut down. All of these are tactics of the Republicans. And the main one that we are experiencing today, the tactic of the Republicans, is full-blown racism. A man wearing a Trump T-shirt killed and was found eating another human being's face. This is real. In 2016, America. Just this weekend, I didn't hear it on the news, but I caught it online, that a White Lives Matter group protested the NAACP in Houston. Why? Why? Racism, ignorance, ever the reason, it's wrong. To hate Black Lives Matter is to hate yourself. Because people should not have to be saying Black Lives Matter. But it's being said because black lives in America haven't got there yet. Matter to too many in America, namely too many whites. But the great thing, the thing that keeps me going, is that I know history. And I know there have been communities in America that was the foundation of the America we have today, because communities supported one another. They used to do. And by communities supporting one another, communities stood up for one another. And it wasn't just the people in the community that made things right in America over and over. During the abolition of slavery. Yes, it was the Africans who stood up first, but because they stood up, white Americans stood with them and fought slavery, and slavery was ended. Yes, during Jim Crow days, there were white Americans who stood with black Americans to end Jim Crow. During the days of segregation, white Americans stood with black Americans to end segregations. Civil Rights Act was passed because white Americans stood with black Americans. And now we are on the horizon of uniting America for the very first time. And white Americans are standing once again with black Americans and with Mexican Americans and with Asian Americans and you name it, and with Native Americans, and they're all standing together saying, we shall unite this country once and for all. And we do this in God's name. And we shall not fail. And we won't fail because communities are coming together. People are coming together. Entertainers are speaking against racism. Politicians are speaking against racism. Law enforcement is speaking against racism. Educators are speaking against racism. Company heads are speaking against racism. Clergy are speaking against racism in America. This is the first America, and they're all colors coming together. The drums are beating constantly. We shall end racism in America. But we need community building. That's what it has to be centered around. A strong community will create the best America possible. It's up to you. It's in your hands. As in the words of Frederick Douglass, your destiny is in your own hands. As in the words of Frederick Douglass, it is easier to build a strong child than it is to repair a broken man. Our communities will build strong children who will grow into strong adults, who will be able to stand the chaos, because it will always be there. But we will overcome chaos, crime, poverty, underemployment, chronic unemployment. Yes, these things shall be there, but there will always be people who will be for the least of us and who will do the right things. And these will be people of all colors in America. And they'll be coming from all communities with one force in mind, a United States of America. Join me on Twitter at BCS Politics, and join me right here at blogtalkradio.com/BEES1. I'm B, BCS Politics.